Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Taylor Swift, pop star, songwriter, and inventor of the color red. Personally, I love Taylor Swift. Huge fan. Really nothing bad to say about her. But even if I had something bad to say about her, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say it. Because Taylor Swift's fans are super protective of her. Like they're like one of those old-fashioned dads with a shotgun who doesn't want you to marry his daughter because he wants to marry her. You see, Taylor Swift has been re-recording all of her old albums, which means people are re-listening to all of her old songs about her famous exes and then getting mad at those exes all over again on her behalf. And while Taylor may be content to address her old boyfriends with heartfelt lyrics and songs that are, again, I want to stress this, perfect in every way, some of her fans are a lot less subtle.
This is going a little too far. While Jake Gyllenhaal is taking incoming fire from the Swifties, another one of Taylor's exes is being bombarded with messages now.
A user on Instagram sent John Mayer a direct message telling him, "Fuck yourself, you ugly bitch. I hope you choke on something." Mayer then responded to the user, saying that he'd been getting many messages like that over the past couple of days, and asking, "Do you really hope I die?" To which the user responded, "OMG, what? I don't want you to die. I'm sorry." The user apologized again and admitted they didn't really think Mayer would see the message.
You see, people, this is what I hate about social media. It makes people act shittier than they actually are, which then makes us think that people are shittier than they actually are. Because social media makes us forget that we're all human beings. You know, we just see that little avatar and then we all talk shit to each other, but we're all human. Even celebrities are real people, all of them. I mean, obviously, except Timothy Chalamet, he's gotta be CGI. No one can be that good looking. I mean, just look at that person. Now I'm craving spice. God damn. And I know her fans are like, "But he hurt her. Listen to her song." Yes, that's all you're supposed to do, listen to the song. You know, Taylor Swift writes songs to express her emotions in a way that touches other people, not to order a hit on her ex-boyfriends. So death threats are not the way to go, especially with someone like John Mayer. Don't send him death threats. He gets them all the time. If you really want to upset him, tell him that Ed Sheeran is a better guitar player. Well, that's going to hit his heart. Democrats said, "Hey, Republicans, I'm going to let you finish, but we just got one of the best endorsements of all time."
Taylor Swift got a huge response after announcing yesterday she's voting for Democrat Phil Bredesen over Republican Marsha Blackburn in the U.S. Senate race in Tennessee.
The pop star has always made it a point of keeping silent on politics, but shocked her fans last night. Swift wrote, "I always have and always will cast my vote based on which candidate will protect and fight for the human rights I believe we all deserve in this country."
Wow. Wow. This is a big deal. Because you realize until now, Taylor Swift has stayed as far away from politics as she does from rhythm, right? And no, like, don't get me wrong. I love Tay-Tay's music. But let's be honest, have you seen her dancing? Like, Taylor Swift. Here's the thing. Taylor Swift dances like she's making fun of how white people dance. That's how she dances. And just like Kanye fired up Republicans, Taylor also seems to be having an impact. Her post apparently caused a huge surge in voter registration. So you can't deny that she has influence with voters. Yeah. You just can't. You can't deny that Taylor Swift has that influence. The same way you can't deny that while Reputation might have lacked the momentum and sales records of 1989, it's still an impressive brooding departure portraying Taylor as a woman coming into her own and solidifying her power and range as an artist. Or so I've been told. And I get it. If anyone can convince young people to vote, it's the woman who somehow got young people to buy physical CDs because she wasn't on Spotify. I mean, like, who even owns a CD player? Like, people are probably popping the disc into the toaster trying to play them. There is like... And since Taylor has been so quiet about politics, there was actually a theory in the alt-right community that was that maybe she was secretly a pro-Trump conservative, right? But now by endorsing a Democrat, she blew that theory up, which is news that the president took surprisingly well.
What do you have to say to Taylor Swift now that she's in politics? Taylor Swift jumping into politics. What do you have to say to her?
And what did she say?
She said she wants people to vote for Democrats.
Let's say that I like Taylor's music about 25% less now, okay?
That's a weird way to express displeasure. He likes her music 25% less? Like, what does that even mean? Is he now just gonna cut off 25% of his Taylor merchandise? Is that what he's gonna do? Oh, and by the way, I love how Trump turned back when he heard Taylor Swift. You see that? Like, because he was leaving. He was leaving, right? And then he heard Taylor Swift and he was like, what? Yeah, because normally reporters shout questions. He just keeps going. They're like, Mr. President, the United Nations global warming. Mr. President, your policy on Hezbollah. Mr. President, what do you think about Taylor Swift? He's like, what's that? What's that? Taylor Swift. Let me tell you something. I know all about this issue from my briefings that I read in United States Weekly. And look, I know right now there are conservatives out there who are pro Taylor Swift and are feeling conflicted at this moment because she has endorsed the Democrats. And to them I say, if you're a real Taylor Swift fan, you know what you gotta do. Shake it off. We'll be right back.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Covering the news is exhilarating. You travel the country, meet interesting people, and find real stories. But then one day you realize it's a f***ing Tuesday in November again.
Well, it's election day again.
Got it.
It's election day again. Because it's... Sorry, I can't. It's election day again! F***ing Virginia!
As a journalist, I'm honored to be covering this sacred process. Again, I feel super chill about it.
I'm good. It's election day again, and we've got another close race on our hands. So you better start clenching those butt cheeks.
Early voting is already underway in the Virginia gubernatorial race, with the latest polling showing Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe effectively in a dead heat.
Politico writing, if Terry McAuliffe doesn't pull out a win, Democrats are privately predicting a collapse on Capitol Hill.
Wait, Virginia could go red? For a state that went blue by 450,000 votes in the last election, this was a story worth keeping down the vomit. I sat down with Jeffrey Skelly from 538 to help me make sense of this.
Sorry about the mess. Elections, am I right? Why is this race in particular so close? Isn't Virginia blue?
Yeah, so Virginia has been Democratic leaning over the last few years, but President Biden is now somewhat unpopular. And I think voters are responding to that, and so the electoral environment is better for Republicans. So you've got a close race in Virginia.
Who do you think will actually decide this race?
Young voters are really important because they are basically the most Democratic-leaning group. But one little interesting thing McCall has done is run campaign ads attacking Glenn Youngkin because he was CEO of the Carlyle Group, which was involved in the purchase of Taylor Swift's master recordings. And so they've been using this to try to get young people to pay attention to the race, because there are a lot of young people out there, you know, 18 to 34-year-olds, who really like Taylor Swift.
Virginia Democrat candidate for governor Terry McAuliffe recruiting Taylor Swift fans. McAuliffe reportedly linking his opponent to music executive Scooter Braun, who infamously bought Swift's master recordings back in 2019.
After I was denied the chance to purchase my music outright, my entire catalog was sold to Scooter Braun's Ithaca Holdings in a deal that I'm told was funded by the Carlyle Group.
One of the targeted ads reading, "Did you know that Republican candidate for governor Glenn Youngkin helped buy Taylor Swift's masters out from under her?"
You gotta be shitting me. Taylor Swift fans vote?
I think that's what the McAuliffe campaign is hoping.
If the Swifties are backing McAuliffe, what group of fans are backing Youngkin? Chet Hanks fans? Chet heads?
Well, we don't have any polling on different, you know, fan groups of musical artists.
They were 538.
Yeah, it's a real niche.
Could we be underestimating the Swifties?
I think I'd be careful about giving them too much weight, but there are a lot of young people who like Taylor Swift. We know that's true.
Could Taylor Swift fans be the key to the Virginia race? To find out, I had to dive deep into their fandom, no matter how many of her albums I had to buy on the show's credit card.
Oh, sorry.
This just happened to me without my approval or consent.
Shame on him. Wow! Wow!
Finally, after becoming fluent in all things Taylor, I gathered a group of her fans in Virginia to see how angry they were with candidate Youngkin.
Are you all true fans? Are you true Swifties? Did you buy signed Fearless albums, Taylor version?
I actually do have it, and I can pull it up.
I also have every single Taylor record on vinyl right next to me, if we want to go that far.
Yeah. The two most important dates in November is November 2nd, which is Election Day, and November 12th, which is Red.
Yeah, I'm taking off work for Election Day just in case the lines are too long.
Are you also taking off work for Taylor's release of Red?
Oh, 100%. I need to get through all the emotions of all the songs on that album.
I'm taking off work and my therapist is not getting the day off.
While I respect this generation's clear dedication to mental health, could this new base of voters actually tip the scales in Virginia?
I'm originally from Texas, and the last 3 years in college, I voted in Texas, but I just knew that I couldn't just sit by and watch as Youngkin took Virginia. And so that's when I decided to change my voter registration.
Wow. Okay, so you just changed your registration. This is dedication.
I was in the weird college era as well, where I was kind of voting in my home state. But now I am voting Virginia because of this issue.
I couldn't help but pity these young girls. There are so many important issues, but all they care about is Taylor Swift's master recordings.
It's not really about the masters, but I mean, just a couple of days ago, Youngkin came out and said, you know, he loves everyone. And when asked if that includes LGBTQ people, he said no.
Are there other issues that you care about?
Women's right to choose.
I'm very passionate about gun violence prevention. Climate change is going to be the biggest issue of our time, so those policies are super important. I'm an environmental engineer, so this is life-changing.
What would you say to boomers like my Aunt Sheila, who say 14-year-old girls should stay out of politics and stop stealing my sleeping pills, Desi?
I think that's such a weird stereotype of Taylor Swift fans, because we're not 14 anymore. We are adults. We pay taxes and we vote.
Yeah, do you want to see my thesis paper about congressional legislation, because I can show you that. Don't underestimate Swifties.
All right. Take it easy, Molly. Jeez. I don't want any snake comments on my Insta.
Yes, they are fans of Taylor Swift. And yes, they are in their 20s. Maybe they can make a difference in this upcoming election. No matter what happens, at least now I'll have some great music to cry to, just in time for next Election Tuesday.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Like cocaine and harmonies, beefs are an essential part of the music business. Think about it. Tupac versus Biggie. The Dixie Chicks versus George Bush. Keith Richards versus Mortality. And with so many new beefs going on in the music world right now, we figured it's about time to settle some of those scores in our brand new segment we call Beefzas. All right, next up, the artist who soundtracked your quarantine, the Empress of Evermore, Taylor Swift. She's been dropping albums almost every week, but according to the guy from that British band that was an Oasis, she's not putting in enough work. Let's see the beef!
Looks like there is some bad blood between Taylor Swift and Blur frontman Damon Albarn. During an interview, a recent interview with the Los Angeles Times, he claimed Swift doesn't write her own songs. He said writing music doesn't count if you co-write, and that co-writing is very different from writing. Well, Taylor swiftly hit back, slamming the musician on Twitter. She tweeted, "I was such a big fan of yours until I saw this. I write all of my songs, my own songs. Your hot take is completely false and so damaging. You don't have to like my songs, but it's really messed up to try and discredit my writing." Albarn later responded with an apology, saying he had a conversation about songwriting that was reduced to clickbait. He said he apologizes unreservedly and unconditionally and said the last thing he would want to do is discredit Taylor Swift.
Yo, that was the fastest ending beef of all time. Because one minute the dude was like, "Yo, Taylor ain't shit. She doesn't write shit. And also, I'm sorry, Taylor. Please don't hurt me, please." And I'm not surprised he realized how wrong he was. I mean, guys, T-Swift is one of the most renowned lyricists of our generation. Meanwhile, Blur's most famous lyric is, "Woohoo!" And by the way, people, there's no shame in co-writing, right? I'm not saying Taylor Swift does. I'm just saying there's no shame in co-writing. Don't forget, even God had co-writers, right? It was Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. They all helped with the Bible. And no one ever says God's fake. I mean, except Ricky Gervais. But he's going to hell anyway, so it doesn't count. Anyway, it's no surprise who the winner of the beefs between Taylor Swift and Damon Albarn is. It's Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah, you see, finally, the heat is off. Now he's in the corner like, "Yeah! Get that Blur guy!" And I keep the scarf. Taylor Swift. This morning, tickets went on sale for the singer's first tour in 4 years. And so many fans rushed onto the Ticketmaster site that it immediately crashed. Meaning no one could get tickets. And yeah, Ticketmaster did Taylor Swift so wrong, she's already put out 3 albums about them. They're gonna learn their lesson. And look, I know everyone thinks that getting these tickets is the most important thing in the world, but it's really not, all right? If you don't get them, just relax, log off, you know? Just give the site, like, a chance to cool down and repair itself. And then, you know, don't bother. And then... you just chill. Ah, all right, I got mine. You can go back on. You do whatever you want.
Let's move on to news out of Washington, to the biggest crisis the country is facing right now.
Finally, there's something that Republicans and Democrats seem united on, and it's this, the Taylor Swift ticket fiasco. Today on Capitol Hill, senators held a hearing to examine the lack of competition in the ticketing industry.
The bipartisan hearing comes in the wake of a technology breakdown on the Ticketmaster website during the presale for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour. Superfans, known as Swifties, faced hours-long wait times and website crashes.
I just really wanted to see Taylor. I'm not getting tickets.
Shame on you, Ticketmaster. Look what you did to these emotional young people. Hey, you know what? It's about time someone held Ticketmaster accountable, and the Swifties are the only ones who can get this done. They're the most politically organized group in America. Yeah. It goes Swifties, the Teamsters, and somewhere way all the way down the list is the Democrats. You know, these hearings are so popular, I bet Ticketmaster screwed up tickets to that too. You got kids outside crying, I'm the city's biggest fan! I just wanted to see Dick Durbin! But ultimately, there's only one way to fix this problem. Get rid of online ticket sales. Go back to waiting online in person, out in the cold. Make people earn that shit like we used to. You're not a real fan unless getting a ticket gave you hypothermia. Hey, I almost lost two toes just to see Johnny Gill. And I'll do it again, damn it.
Explore more shows from The Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.